Hey guys, it's Tim from Capes and Scowls, and we're going to do another trade review right now. If you want to talk to me on the old Twitter machine, it's @mad_dog_Tim. That's @mad_dog_Tim. If you want to just generically reach out to the podcast, tell me to read your book, tell me why I shouldn't read that guy's book, you know, whatever thing you want to do to me in an email format, it's capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. Today, and there are potential for cat noises back here. I'd rather not take the bell off the cat. I'll never find her. Yep, there she is. So, today we are talking about Green Lantern Emerald Twilight. Now, you may be more familiar with Emerald Dawn and Emerald Dawn 2. Emerald Twilight is the issues where Hal Jordan essentially becomes a bad guy. Your writer is Ron Mars. Your artists, you have three different artists. You have Bill Willingham, who's best known for writing Fables. You have Fred Hayes and you have Daryl Banks. For inkers, you've also got three inkers. You've got Dennis Kramer, Romeo Tangal, Robert Campanella. And for lettering, you have Albert De Guzman. Colorist, you have Anthony Tollin and Steve Matson. And your cover artist is Tony Harris. Cover artist being cover artist on the trade and not necessarily the issues themselves. Your basic plot is, after the destruction of Coast City during the Reign of the Supermen story arc, Hal Jordan suffers a breakdown. He uses his ring for personal gain and attempts to resurrect the city. By doing so, he is asked by the Guardians to surrender his power ring. Hal instead snaps and says he is flying to Oa and they are welcome to try and take it from him. And a long, bloody battle begins. Now, this trade is one of those smaller trades. This is only a three-issue trade, three-issue story arc. They used to do a lot more of these back in the day. Now they just throw them all together in a larger trade. You know, issues were probably $1.25, $1.50, something like that back then, so this was like a $6 trade. This was originally presented in Green Lantern issues 48 through 50 in 1994. So, here's your bullet points. In Reign of the Supermen, Coast City is destroyed by Cyborg, Superman, and Mongul. This takes place right after. Damn near right after. Hal needs more power and wishes to absorb the power battery on Oa to bring Coast City back. The Guardians send lanterns old and new to defeat Hal. As he defeats them, he steals their power rings, becoming way more powerful. Kilowog is one of the last lines of defense and emotionally pleas to Hal. As a last-ditch effort to stop Hal, the Guardians release Sinestro from his prison and give him a green power ring. Really sets home how far Hal has fallen. Hal ultimately gains immense power, but loses bits of his mind. Hal Jordan will become Parallax by book's end and a major villain moving forward. The Green Lantern title was tanking before this storyline, and this story arc helped a bunch. It was a little edgy. Edgy for edgy's sake, I suppose. But it's what this book needed. This book was absolutely in the toilet at the time. And not because it was bad, it was just there was so much other stuff on the shelves. You had the beginnings of Image. You had Valiant Red Hot at the time. Green Lantern was somewhere lost in the shuffle. And finally, an epilogue reveals Hal's successor. For the very first time, you get to meet Kyle Rayner, who would be Green Lantern for an absolute eternity. So this is a unique time for Green Lantern, like I said. Wasn't too hot before this. It had moments, but no one was really reading the book. And tying it into the Reign of the Superman storyline, which, while most people don't really prefer that storyline, the Death storyline is a lot better. You all read it, because you wanted to know where this was going. And everybody, whether they'd want to or not, probably have Reign of the Superman issues buried in their collection somewhere. You just always happen to have them. Maybe I'll do Reign of the Superman at some other point. But tying it into such a major storyline put a lot of eyes on Green Lantern for people who really didn't have them on there before. Now, I remember back in the day, as these were coming out, I was aware of Green Lantern, but I wasn't reading it regularly. I would just randomly pick up an issue, because that's kind of what I would do, try to see what stuck with me. And the issues before this that I did pick up didn't really stick with me, so I completely understand the need for a drastic change. This is the start of the Ron Mars run that is fairly infamous. He goes for quite some time on this book. He also has, shortly after this, he has, in the start of the Kyle Rayner arc, the Women in Refrigerators, that infamous storyline we've talked about, well, it's not a storyline, that incident that is referred to as that, where Kyle Rayner's girlfriend is murdered by one of his villains, and she is shoved into a refrigerator with a post-it note on it for him to find later, and it really just depicts women as a accessory rather than a human being is kind of the argument. You feel however you feel about that, but I do like the fact that this is a talking point in college courses now. That's how infamous the women in refrigerator storyline is. So I mean, this is the beginning of that. It starts right after this. So it's kind of an interesting thing. He got a lot of flack from that, especially from Gail Simone and some other female creators. We can talk about that another time. We've talked about it at length on the podcast. You can, I'm sure, just search Women in Refrigerators on our website. You can find those episodes. You can listen to them. It's one of those things where it's a little polarizing. You feel certain ways about it. Because I want to believe Ron Mars didn't do this thinking in the manner he's kind of accused of, but who knows? Who really knows? But we're getting off topic. So here's my final thoughts on this. The madness of Hal increases as he is more successful on his mission. You have three different artists draw each issue, but the changes are never jarring. Everybody's style is close enough that you might not even notice the changes. They're very, very slim. The popularity at the time of the Reign of the Superman got many eyes on this title, like I said. Ron Mars would continue to write Green Lantern for years, creating the backstory of Kyle Rayner. The fight between Hal and Sinestro was a bit of a fan service, and I kind of appreciated it. I kind of loved it. This is the start of a change in thought process towards the Guardians and their motives. It makes anti-Lantern sentiment in later story arcs easier to understand. So, Green Lantern being the big space cop cosmic storyline, this was good to put doubt as to the Guardians' motives. It all kind of starts here. And it sets up so many storylines going forward that really originate here. Because before that, the Guardians were just weird little Oompa Loompa looking people out in space. Alright, so it's time for the scores. Writer Ron Mars is going to get an 8. I really like this story. I know it's kind of a lot of beat-em-up kind of coin-op, beat-em-up kind of style storyline once issue 49 hits and it doesn't really let up. But I think there's more to it than that. I think you see in issue 48 a lot of emotional range from Hal that you weren't expecting. You knew he was having a breakdown. He deserved to have a breakdown in the scenario, and it was fun to kind of see where they took it, and they took it pretty far. Your artists, Bill Willingham, Fred Hayes, Daryl Banks, collectively, I'm going to give him a 7.5. I think I enjoyed Fred Hayes actually the best on issue 49. That's where a lot of the more gruesome kind of battles happen. It was cool to see kind of the positioning. I think the for 48, 9, and 50 especially, not that Bill Willingham was bad because he was issue 48, I just really liked the action poses. And certain times, they really knock it out of the park. There's a double page spread in 50, I believe it is, where Hal fights Sinestro, and it's just this big, giant splash with crazy lettering behind it, and it's just, it really takes you by surprise. Inking, you're getting a 7. It's a lot of dark stuff in there, but it's important not to screw up the inking when you're got the blackness of space around you. You don't want your figures to kind of fade into the background. They do a good job here. Your lettering by Albert Guzman gets a 7. It's not terrible. It's not terrible. It's not amazing. It's there. He did his job. He did his job well. Coloring, I give it an 8 by Tolan and Mattson. The colors are important. You are, again, dealing with the blackness of space, so you want your characters to stand out, and at times with the power ring effects and whatnot, you need to really use your colors carefully. They kept everything a little more muted, a little more dark in regular space, and then when action happens, it's brighter colors. And your cover artist, Tony Harris, he's getting a 9. If you can find this original version of this, which is what I have from back in the day, that cover is so great. It is a painted cover. It has Hal Jordan looking quite 90s, and there's skulls, and it's just fantastic. It's a little dark. It's way darker, actually, than anything at its time, and it really shows you this is a darker storyline. So that's it. That's the end of the trade review. I hope you enjoyed this. If you're curious to hear what I think and what other people think of other trades, head on over to the website and check out more trade reviews. I've been Tim, again, at @mad_dog_Tim on Twitter, and capesandscoutspodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions, any concerns, any thoughts at all, send them my way. And if you guys want to hear more Green Lantern stories, more DC stories, more Marvel stories, whatever it is you want to hear, I try to go absolutely all over the place with these, and over time we'll have everything. But if you want me to hurry up and get to a storyline and I got it, you got it, I will do it. I have so many trades on the docket, but thank you for listening. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Germany. You're one of our top countries now. That's really cool. So guten Tag to you. Thank you, everybody. And we'll be back with another one next week. Later.